hope for this program is it'll reach anybody and everybody who wants to be a better writer, no matter what they write. It might be emails at work that further their career and give them a happier time at work, communicating better with better writing. Might be blogs, songs, postcards to friends. It doesn't matter. We talk a lot here about our books because that's what we write. But everything we say in this program is for everybody who wants to fall in love with whatever kind of writing that they write.
It was kind of interesting trying to put together the title for this program, because we just kind of kept going, it's for writers, or so you want to write, or, you know, because there are so many different kinds of writing and there are so many different kinds of writers. But ultimately, the reason that we went with falling in love with writing is because if you fall in love with writing, it can take any form imaginable. If you start to fall in love with writing, you may be surprised at the form it takes. You may think, I'm watching this because I want to start a blog, but you may wind up being a novelist and a poet. You may think you want to write screenplays, and you may wind up writing poetry. You may wind up writing all forms. An inspiration for both of us is Isaac Asimov, who when asked what he would do if he had 6 months left to live, said, write faster. That's somebody who's in love with writing, with the process of writing, with the act of writing, with everything to do with it. And that's our hope for you in this program. As you go through the program, as you listen to Steve and I talk about things, as you watch excerpts from the live trainings, as you do the exercises that we give you, there's really just one goal, that you are more in love with writing and all that that entails at the end than you were at the beginning. If you already love writing, you're going to love it even more. If you're still kind of, I don't know, it might be a cool thing to do, you've seen what's in it for you. You've seen how rich learning to bring ideas into language and to use language to express emotion, to express feeling, to express ideas, to move the world. That's what's possible with writing. And if you start to see the possibility, I promise you, you're going to fall in love with it.
My hope for anyone watching this program and then doing the exercises, taking the course, is that you will fall more in love, but you'll also, along the way, pick up ideas and get inspired and hear little things that Michael and I are saying about our own experience as writers, and that you don't think, well, that's just about writing a book, or that's just about writing a song. But allow yourself to apply everything you hear and let it move into your world and affect you in a very positive way about the writing process.
So one thing about the way we've designed this program is if you're listening for the how-to, you're gonna miss what's on offer. Now, there are how-tos. We're gonna share strategies. We're gonna share things that we do. We're gonna share things that we've done with people that we've coached around writing. But ultimately, if all you come away with is the strategies and how-tos, you've missed the love. And what's on offer here is you getting in touch with the best you have inside you and bringing that forth into your writing. And if you listen for that feeling of aliveness, that feeling of creativity, that feeling of possibility, that will give you your own how-tos. That will guide you in navigating the various strategies. That will help you get ideas out of your head and into the world.
My hope is that when you take this course, that you not see it as information that you might already know, but you see it as possible transformation in you, and you engage with it, and that you don't allow distraction to occur. And I think distraction is the number one enemy of the creative force and creating something you really want. So it can start with this course. Don't be on the phone and sort of watching it or running around. Really devote yourself to what's here. Give it your time, give it your full focus, so you have an opportunity to really get what it is you signed up for, what it is you wanted. And that'll be from giving your full attention to it. And that practice of doing that, you can move into your own writing and your own work, because that's so important.
And I'll just add one caveat to that, which is if you get distracted by a creative idea that you want to write, go do that. Because ultimately, if you never get past the introduction, but you go out and you write and you write and you write, then you got exactly what's on offer. So absolutely take your time with it, make your time about it when you're with it. But ultimately, as you fall more in love with writing, you're gonna wanna do more of it. And we encourage you to do that every step of the way.